So, you guys, what is the 411?
This is the 411.
Here's the 411. I'm dying.
I am too.
Yeah, my voice is a little deeper in case you can't tell. But welcome to the 411. I am your host, Miles Sprong, joined with my co-host, Kieran Sandulo. WBDG's exclusive news show. It is the 20th. Yeah, the 20th. I turn 18 in 3 days.
Nice.
How's it going?
It's going all right. I just finished up on the show and you weren't there.
I had my grad walk. I walked around in my old elementary school. It was cool.
Likely excuse. That was reasonable. I still don't know when mine is.
No, at the end, we essentially had recess with these kindergartners. And there was this kid, for my school, there's a tower with slides at the top. So you go to the very top of that, so I'm going up to the top of that tower and this kid slams into me and I'm like, oh, sorry, buddy. And he's like, it's all right. But then I keep climbing up the ladder and he just yells, I'm going to touch your butt. And I'm like, what? So I'm and all the other kindergartners at the top of the tower heard me say, no, don't touch my butt, and took that as a sign to all try and touch my butt. So I was being violated. So I went down the slide to escape. And then the kid that said, I'm going to touch your butt, chased me around for 15 minutes just trying to touch my butt until his teacher made him stop.
Dude. That's an elementary school thing to do.
I
haven't been able to find any information about mine, by the way. All that I know is I've been given the details. My mom sent me a message, and it's an email, and it says, elementary senior walk. Check the senior walk tab. Where?
What does that even mean?
I don't know! There's no information about where to check it. It literally doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah,
it just
that's
says, check
weird.
The senior walk tab. I don't know
what that is.
I don't know where that is. I have checked every website in that the school district has. Cannot tell you anything about what I'm supposed to do, where I'm supposed to go, at what time I'm supposed to do it, just because they don't tell you any information about it.
Yeah, no, that's dumb.
Even now, I will search senior walk on the school websites, and the last result is 2023.
Huh.
So yeah. I don't know. They never tell me anything.
Yeah.
I just go there.
Fair enough. What do you say we...
There's some good news, actually, that you may have missed.
Dive in. I probably did. But
you may have missed something funny that happened yesterday.
Yesterday. What happened yesterday?
I have news from yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
Popular Cartoon Network show The Amazing World of Gumball has just been renewed for season 7.
Well, no.
And the trailer just came out.
It's it's like a whole new series.
It's a revival.
Yeah,
technically
it's
season 7. Either way,
it's
a new
name.
It's under a different name.
It's like the wonderfully weird
Wonderfully weird world of Gumball. Mm-hmm.
Which just doesn't have the same ring to it. I'm sorry.
It works though.
I mean, it's good for alliteration, but nothing else.
New voice actors are nice. They did a really good job of catching the original vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm happy.
What happened to that cliffhanger ending, though? Are they ever
going to touch.
That?
I'm sure they're going to touch on it in this.
This going to leave that dude floating in the void?
Maybe.
They
it's
might.
Possible.
That'd actually be pretty funny.
That would be kind of funny.
If they just never acknowledged it ever again.
Or if it started with them getting out of the void.
Fair enough. Yeah, that and Teen Titans Go and Phineas and Ferb were the three ones that I used to watch that my mom would actually really like.
Teen Titans Go is ending soon.
Is it actually? I thought it was over.
No, it's still airing.
All right, never
and
mind
then. But Phineas and Ferb got renewed for season 5.
Yep.
And that got a trailer. That looks hype.
Yeah.
I will be watching it.
Did the new season come out already?
No.
Okay,
it comes out during the summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I haven't seen it yet. All right, well, obviously I haven't seen it yet. I would say I haven't seen that Candace Saves the World movie
or
whatever.
Good. It's a good movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's good.
But yeah, Amazing World of Gumball, I'm hype about that.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows it's going to take me about 3 years to watch it because I'm always late to watch everything that I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen the last Halloween movie. Halloween's one of my favorite franchises of all time. Still haven't seen it. Anyways, let's jump on more. We hear WBDG not enforcing political candidates or their stances. U.S. and China, new trade deal, because obviously that's been the big thing lately, is the tariffs and everything. So a new trade deal was reached where we reduced tariffs on them from 145% to 30%. And then they cut it down for us from 125% to 10%. And then 90-day truce for further negotiations. So far, market's going well from that. So, booyah.
Booyah.
Sinners.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, yes. My brain just forgot how to read. Sinners became the sixth horror movie ever in the U.S. to pass $200 million in domestic earnings. So it's over 300-something million dollars. Yeah. It's over $300 million already. Already. It's been out for a while. But for a rated R horror movie, it's doing very, very well. It crossed 300 million domestically already, I believe. And it's the first to do so since Avatar, or the first original film to do so since Avatar. Not an Avengers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. MIT physicists have captured the first ever images of individual atoms freely interacting in space. Where they're, like, separated from each other and they're not, like, you know, sticking. Using a new technique called atom resolve microscopy, they allowed atoms to move naturally before freezing and illuminating them with lasers.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it just reveals behaviors about atoms that have already been, like, theorized but not confirmed until now. So, that's pretty cool. We got the GTA 5 reunion before GTA 6.
Yep.
Because at Comic-Con 2025, the cast of GTA, so that's Ned Luke, who played Michael, Stephen Ogg, who played Trevor, and Sean Fontano, who played Franklin, all reunited at Comic-Con, and they did like a little panel together, I think.
Golf! You remember that one?
Indeed I do, yes. Did you know that Stephen Ogg hates being like known as Trevor?
Yeah, he's like I hate being recognized for only one other for like the one thing that I do. I've done other things. I think he fails to realize that the other things he's done are basically Trevor in a different font.
Yeah, and they're like you know small roles in Better Call Saul.
He's in Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He's pretty big, and he's actually pretty big in Better Call Saul. I'm not gonna lie.
I wouldn't know. Haven't seen it. But I don't know him from that, so therefore it's a small role. No, that's obviously not how that works. I forgot Rachel McAdams was in Doctor Strange. It doesn't mean she didn't have a good role in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm on a journey. I haven't watched, like, any Marvel stuff past Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, trying to change that.
Gotcha.
So, because of my, you know, my knee surgery, I had a lot of time on my hands. So I have been slowly but surely making my way through every single Marvel project. I just finished Endgame the other night. All right. So on to
Phase 4 and Phase 4 and above, I guess.
On to the multiverse saga, in which I've seen like two things. I've seen like WandaVision,
which is good.
Thor 4,
which is bad.
Guardian, I liked it. Like I'm not saying it's good, but I liked it.
Yeah.
And
it was
then
fun. Guardian, I'm not going to watch it again though.
Deadpool, Wolverine, and Guardians 3. Those are like the only things I've seen.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I haven't seen, like, Shang-Chi, Black Panther 2, Doctor Strange 2, none of that.
Okay. Don't go into Doctor Strange 2 expecting peak, and don't go into Captain Marvel 2 expecting peak. Expect mid and expect bad.
I liked Captain Marvel.
First Captain Marvel was good.
It kind of... I remembered it being a lot better until, like, the last hour, and then I was like, yep, this is what I remember. This is good.
Yeah, but the Marvels, not worth it. I can't even tell you what the villain's name is.
Yeah, I've heard it's awful. So Robert Downey Jr. posted a picture on the set of Avengers Doomsday. Uh-huh. Speaking of Marvel, you know, it's just him reading Jeremy Renner's memoir while, you know,
in a muscle suit.
In a muscle suit with the dots on his head because they can't, I guess, make Doom's mask.
No, that's not for the mask. That's for the scars.
Oh.
That's for his facial deformities.
Oh, okay.
Never which mind. Will be under the mask. So at least never you know mind. That you're not makes going sense. To be seeing Robert Downey Jr. as Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, that would be funny if it was just Robert Downey Jr. instead of, like, Dr. Doom.
Nope. It'll be Doom.
Yeah, May 1st, 2026 is when it comes out, and I'm so excited. Well, I mean, obviously I need to see, you know, everything up until then first, but mm-hmm. still, it's an Avengers movie, so I'm excited.
Yes, Fantastic Four's coming out in June, so I gotta watch that.
Captain America Brave New World comes out on the 26th on Disney Plus.
Yes, it does. So, that one was good.
I haven't seen it.
I loved that movie. People criticized it, and it has its faults, but I think it's a solid 73 out of 100.
Question.
It's a solid C+. Yeah.
Have you seen New Avengers yet?
Thunderbolts?
Whatever you want to call it.
That's what it's going to be titled, and that's what it's going to be when it releases on streaming.
Is New Avengers or Thunderbolts?
Thunderbolts. New Avengers was a promo thing.
Oh, okay. Well, have you seen Thunderbolts?
Yes, I've seen Thunderbolts, and it was the best movie that I've seen since Winter Soldier.
Do you have to watch... That's a weird pick. Like, no, Winter Soldier is great. It's not the one I was expecting.
No, Thunderbolts is a Captain America movie in the best way. Because it feels like Winter Soldier in tone.
Do I have to have watched all of Phase 4 to watch Thunderbolts?
No, watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh, because John Walker's in it?
Yeah.
I know who John Walker is. Is that enough?
Well, it's kind of important that you watch the show because you need information from the show.
Okay.
So to watch...
So I need to watch Hawkeye and Falcon and Winter Soldier?
You don't even need to watch Hawkeye.
Oh, really? Because I know that Yelena's in that.
Well, yeah, but okay, you can watch Hawkeye. Hawkeye is actually pretty big for Yelena, so Black Widow and Hawkeye are pretty big up there because that gets you Alexi and that gets you Yelena.
Yeah, I've already seen Black Widow.
Then I would watch Ant-Man and the Wasp if you haven't yet. I
already seen
for
that.
For Ghost.
And then Taskmaster is in.
We don't need to
Black
worry.
Widow.
Yeah, Taskmaster is already in Black Widow.
Okay, so I just need to watch Falcon and Winter Soldier and Hawkeye. And I can
Falcon
see
and the
it.
Winter Soldier and Hawkeye. And maybe... maybe Brave New World, Cap 4, because there's, like, that'll tie into, like, the end of the movie, I think.
Yeah, fair
but that's
enough.
About it. Yeah, you don't need to have watched a lot of things prior to that other than, like, know that the Avengers disbanded a while ago after Endgame, so, like, that's all you really need to know.
They either died or they're doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, anyway, yeah, Doomsday, excited.
Yep.
What? That's such a... Okay.
There were actually some set photo leaks from the Doomsday
right.
set.
Yeah.
And there were Sentinels and the X-Mansion.
Oh, wait, no, I wasn't... I was trying to avoid those as much as possible.
Oh. Well, you already knew the X-Men were going to be in it.
Yeah, I know. But I'll forget.
Yeah.
I'll forget what's in there by next year, so we're chilling.
Cyclops' costume looks sick, though. That got leaked, but that looks sick.
What?
What?
A Greek woman has filed for divorce after asking ChatGPT to interpret leftover coffee
grounds.
Yep,
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
An AI-assisted reading allegedly revealed her husband was fantasizing about other women?
Yep.
The incident followed a rising trend known as AI tassiography, where people upload photos of coffee cup residue and ask AI to read them. In this case, the chatbot claimed to see signs of infidelity, specifically naming a woman whose name began with E... and warning that she was trying to destroy the family. The woman, convinced by the interpretation, immediately told her husband to leave, informed their children of the... they had kids?
Yeah.
Informed their children of the split and filed for divorce without confronting him directly.
Yeah.
He said, I thought it was fun. I laughed it off, but next thing I knew, I got a call from her lawyer.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Her lawyer is now challenging the case, arguing that AI-generated interpretations of coffee stains have no legal basis. Lawsuits are so weird. That's wild. The Menendez brothers have been resentenced. They're resentenced to life in prison with possibility of parole. And I think it was just life in prison without parole. 35 years after convicted of killing their parents. So, yeah, they have the opportunity to get out on parole if you know, people decide to do that, I guess. I don't know. Morris died. Morris? Yes. The alligator from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Morris. No.
He was in Happy Gilmore, Dr. Dolittle 2, and more. He died at 80 years old, the oldest resident at Colorado Gator Farm. And Adam Sandler, I don't know if I can find it. Adam Sandler did a, did like this really long, like, tribute to this alligator. And it was actually really funny. I recommend going to his Instagram and seeing it for yourself. It's pretty great.
I have a funny thing for you.
What's
this
up?
Is we here at WBDG do not endorse any political
stuff.
Yeah.
Shorten it.
Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
I don't think that's a political thing. Well, no. I think that just sucks. No.
This is related to that though. Which is obviously a very sad thing. And we're hoping that he gets better and everything. We're hoping he gets better soon. President Trump went on television yesterday and quote-unquote called out Joe Biden for hiding his cancer diagnosis for the American people. And I repeat, said that he had stage 9 cancer.
Oh, that's not a thing.
Donald Trump said Joe Biden had stage 9 cancer. Just thought that was kind of silly.
Yeah, that is. I mean, cancer's not silly, but the fact that the stage 9 cancer is kind of
nine.
Silly. Yeah, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hopefully Joe Biden can get better soon. Yep. Obviously, with his age and the condition, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I do think it's kind of silly that that's what he is going after when he himself had to be fought to release his medical records.
That is true.
And even then, they said that he was 6'3", 225.
No.
Mm-hmm.
He's not 6'3".
It said that he was in perfect health.
Which that I don't doubt in
I don't doubt he is in okay health, but he leans.
But he leans.
He does have a lean to him.
That's moving along. Funny. HBO Max is back.
Because, yeah, they rebranded again.
Because Warner Bros. Is the worst. Because it was HBO Max in 2022. Then
it was Max.
Then in 2023, they rebranded it to Max with like a purple background and a different font. And then 2024,
they switched it back.
It was a blue background with a different font.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 2025, they just changed the background to black. And now they're rebranding again to where it's HBO Max again.
Yep. James Gunn made a bit on that during the Superman trailer.
I haven't seen that.
Or no, for Peacemaker Season 2's trailer.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
Please enjoy this trailer for Season 2 of Peacemaker coming soon to HBO Max.
Oh, I know, I did see
and
that.
He's like, wait, we're back? To HBO Max? It's HBO Max again? It's HBO Max again? That's stupid. I love James Gunn. He should be CEO of everything. He would be better at it.
Can you imagine like the marketing team having a meeting for that where it's just like, how about to save Warner Bros., we just switch HBO Max back to its original name. Let's do it. It's just so dumb.
James Gunn should be the CEO of everything. He'd win them 100 more billion dollars.
1,000%. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't have had to cancel Batgirl.
He would have done it better.
Yeah, I know. A jawless alligator was spotted in the Everglades. That's pretty cool.
I did see about that. That's a weird one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little interesting. Little deformities, indeed.
Or, you know, it was torn off and we just missed that bit, but, you know.
That could be, indeed, something.
It's an animal. It happens in the wild.
Rockstar.
The games.
Yeah, like the games. They are, apparently, there's a chance that this year, GTA 4 might re-release to PS5 and Xbox Series X.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, according to Rockstar Insider, it's been in development for about a year, and could be released soon.
Is it a re-release or a remaster?
It sounds like a remaster. Yeah, it sounds like it'll be an upgraded port, is what it says. And then it also sounds like there could be a potential port of Max Payne 3 and remakes of Max Payne 1 and 2. So, yeah. Hopefully that happens, because I kind of want to play GTA 4.
This is a strange thing that I just found.
What?
Huh. A Toronto festival at the Harbourfront Center Theater in Toronto is putting on a performance of Hamlet.
Okay.
But all of the actors have Down syndrome.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. All of them have Down syndrome.
Yeah, that's cool.
A Peruvian director is bringing that to Toronto June 13th to the 15th with ASL interpretation available on Saturday, June 14th.
Man, they're all inclusive. That's yeah, that's really cool.
The Luminato Festival in Toronto. I don't know if anybody's going to be in Toronto around that time, but like I would go check that out maybe.
I've not been I will not be in Toronto at all in the foreseeable future. What?
No way.
What?
James Gunn's Superman is having an early screening for Amazon Prime members on July 7th.
Yes, please.
Dude,
I'm an Amazon Prime member. Is it just like legit just on Amazon Prime?
I don't know. It just says if you're an Amazon Prime member, early screenings. I don't know what that means, but you know what?
We're going to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
Legendary WWE commentator Jim Ross announces he's been diagnosed with colon cancer.
What's happening?
I don't know, but get well soon, JR. By God! It's Shawn Michaels, by God! That's JR's thing.
I know it
by
is.
By God! So The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan's upcoming movie, will make history as the first ever commercial feature film to be shot entirely on IMAX film cameras.
Yep.
While Nolan has long championed the format, using it for large portions of films like Dunkirk, Tenet, and Oppenheimer, this marks the first time a movie will be filmed entirely on IMAX 70mm film from beginning to end. And it's because Oppenheimer did so well, just in IMAX, they made $190 million.
I'm watching The Odyssey in IMAX.
Oh, yeah. They made so much money at IMAX that IMAX improved their technology. So the new IMAX film cameras are quieter, lighter, and they've got faster like processing and stuff. So
that movie's going to be in 130 frames a second.
Yep. Nolan told IMAX CEO Rich Gelfand, "If you solve the problem, I'll shoot the whole thing in IMAX."
And he did.
The new camera system is only for The Odyssey right now. But
wow.
But IMAX plans to make the gear available after the film comes out.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of movies that have used like IMAX stuff. Like, I know Mission Impossible, Sinners, a couple other things are using
it.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Wes Anderson is putting out a new movie.
That's right, with like Benicio del Toro.
Yeah. Let me see. What's it called? What's Wes Anderson's new movie is The Phoenician Scheme.
Yes. I know Benicio del Toro's in it, but I feel like that cast is stacked. I don't know.
Let's see. Let me see the cast here.
The Phoenician Scheme. Cast. Here we go.
I'm looking at it. I got it pulled up.
Benicio del Toro, Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks, Michael Cera. Bill Murray.
Benedict Cumberbatch, Willem Dafoe, Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston?
Oh, he's in all of them, dude.
Yeah, I guess it is a Wes Anderson movie.
Jeffrey Wright.
I don't know
that's
who
that cool.
is.
Jeffrey Wright is the guy that did... he was Jordan... no, Gordon. Jim Gordon in The Batman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
He was also in Asteroid City, another Wes Anderson, and Casino Royale.
Nice. All right. I should have mentioned this when we were talking about Rockstar. So they're Take Two had their like earnings call or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They've already spent over $1 billion on GTA 6, and with marketing and. Post-launch content, it could go up to $2 billion. And they've only been working on it since 2020. Like full development. Like, they had... Like, they were throwing stuff at the wall after, like, Red Dead Redemption 2. But they really, like, started developing and everything after 2020.
Mm.
So, I'm so excited. It looks amazing. It, like, just looks so good. And it's so crazy that they captured everything from the trailers on PS5.
I forgot to go get my muffin. No.
No.
I still have time. Miles.
Okay.
Thank you. I shall return.
You have 1 minute.
I will not be 1 minute.
You can hold. Okay. Speak. I will speak. Actually, you know what we haven't done in a while? Reminded you about a little something going around that we shouldn't be doing. Don't puff that stuff.
The IHSAA, in partnership with the state of Indiana, wants to clear the air regarding our state's vaping epidemic. Why do people vape?
I am a cloud maker.
I am a flavor chaser.
I am a buzz seeker.
What do they think they're vaping?
I like blueberry lemon haze.
Mmm, cucumber mint.
Wild watermelon for me.
But what are they really inhaling?
Wait, arsenic?
Formaldehyde?
Lead? Ugh.
Vaping is not harmless. It is highly addictive. It can cause irreversible damage to your kidneys and lungs. It can ruin your life. Visit the IHSAA website, don'tpuffthisstuff.com, to better understand what vaping is and what it can do to you.
Do not puff that stuff. It's not cool, man. Anyways, so Simu Liu, the star of Marvel's Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, got engaged this past week. So good for him. It was a proposal in Paris, how romantic, to Allison Hugh. So that, yeah, that's pretty cool. Singapore Airlines are going to pay their employees a bonus equal to 8 months of salary because they their profits exceeded expectations by a lot. Oh, wait. Okay, so, like, the employees get, like, a monthly bonus, and it turns out that this bonus is actually lower than last month, or last year's bonus. Oh, wait. No, I'm dumb. Every year they get a bonus, and this one is slightly less than last year's, which was 8 months. So, booyah. I reminded everyone to not puff that stuff.
Real.
Yes.
Don't. I didn't have muffins, so I have one of the weird little bread things.
Ah, yes, the weird little bread things.
We love the weird little bread things. They're not horrible, but, you know, they're not what I wanted.
The Weaknud says that Jim Carrey's The Mask is what inspired him to become a performer.
The Weaknud? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it's the Weaknud.
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
What, how is that, how else is that supposed to be said?
Weekend.
Where's the E?
Doesn't have to.
Yes, it
weakened.
Does.
Weakened.
Yeah. Weakened.
Weakened.
Weaknud.
Not nid. End.
Weaknud.
End.
Weakened.
End.
Weaknud.
End.
Nope. I've never said it that way. Never will say it that way. But yeah, that's an interesting movie to... What's that movie that he's in with Jenna Ortega where he's apparently, like, really bad?
Oh, it's so bad. It's the worst movie of all time.
Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He doesn't act. He can't act.
He's just saying shut up and, like, does he, like, is his voice, like, does it actually sound like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he was doing, like.
A bit? No.
Yeah, that's, wow. All right. Because I've only seen clips. I haven't, like, seen the movie. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, that's right. Rest in peace, the Outdoor Boys.
Uh-huh.
Well, not rest in peace. He's not dead. But Outdoor Boys is a YouTube channel that has 15 million subscribers. That he's been doing little things outdoors. Or he's doing things, or he does like survival stuff outdoors where he lives out in the wild in the wilderness and he survives just off the lay of the land, brings some supplies. It's pretty cool, actually. A lot of people have found it like, you know, like just nice and relaxing and calm, whatever, whatever. But he's taking an indefinite hiatus from YouTube because he got too famous for his family to live a normal life.
Yep.
What a flex. Just like, yeah, I got too famous for my family to do anything.
Yeah.
So, my wife and I, we both have real concerns about what this will do to our family if I keep growing my YouTube channel at this pace. So he'll be uploading unfinished videos among other projects at the end of the year, and then he is stepping away for a long time.
Yep.
Yep.
He's gone.
Rest in peace. Well, not rest in peace again, but...
Rest in life?
I guess.
Rest in your bed with your wife? I don't know.
Rest on the couch with your kids?
Watch movies with them?
Watch movies?
Maybe. So
the Eastern Conference Finals for the NBA is set. It is the New York Knicks versus the hometown Indiana Pacers. But the Knicks haven't made the finals, or haven't made the Eastern Conference Finals since 2000. So New York Knicks fans took to the streets and they were rioting because it's Knicks fans, and even the police officers weren't stopping what was going on because they were also excited about the Knicks making the finals or the Eastern Conference Finals. There was something where chance, pole climbing, and even burning a Celtics jacket marked the chaos, with celebrities like Spike Lee and Timothy Chalamet joining in. There was a clip that went viral of a guy wearing a Pacers jersey in that, like, celebration, and, like, New York Knicks fans were just throwing, like, bags of trash at him, which, like, what did you expect? Or, like, I think someone from the Pacers gave him, like, free tickets to the game, or one of the games or whatever, but it's, like, what did you expect? You're wearing a Pacers jersey in downtown New York during a Knicks celebration. Like, they're going to throw things at you.
Oh, yeah.
Because Knicks fans are rowdy.
Mm.
Let's see here.
It's the same thing how everything gets trashed no matter how they do in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. It's like the Eagles. The Eagles could lose Super Bowl, like win the Super Bowl. Either way, the whole city's
Philadelphia
burning.
Burns to the ground.
Exactly. A Swedish mother has been ordered to pay her young daughter over $2,000 after being convicted for harassment for participating in a viral TikTok prank. The incident, which took place in 2023, involved the mother cracking a raw egg on her daughter's head while pretending they were about to bake together. Have you seen that trend where, like, they'll just, like, crack it on the kid's head? That's so dumb. Why would you have to... Harassment, get out of here. That's so stupid.
It's possible it was a repeated offense. That's probably why it went out that way.
Yeah, maybe. But Scarlett Johansson says she is not returning in Avengers Doomsday.
Good.
Which means she's returning in Avengers Doomsday.
Mm-hmm.
She Flashbacks, said, I miss probably. My buddies and would love to be with them forever, but what works about the character is that her story is complete. They'll find a way to bring her back, I guess.
If they do, I'm going to riot. I'm sorry. Listen, I love the Russo brothers and I love the Avengers movies, but if you bring Scarlett Johansson back as a Black Widow, like, as a character, like, for the movies, we're going to have words.
Yeah, we're going to have problems. Well, someone tweeted something that was like, I hate the Russo brothers. Yeah, let's take our two most developed female characters and throw them off of cliffs with that Black Widow and Gamora. Yeah.
I was a little upset at that. I'm not going to lie.
I was the only person in my family that cried when Black Widow died when I saw Endgame for the first time.
I cried when Iron Man died in Endgame.
Every time Iron Man dies.
No, I don't cry when I watch movies.
Neither
Tony Stark died. He hit him with, I am Iron Man. Dies, went out like a champ, and then for some reason the random kid from Iron Man 3 was at his funeral, and we never touched on that again.
I thought maybe he was going to be, like, the Ironheart.
Ironheart was always Riri Williams. Like, that was in the comics. She was always Riri Williams.
Well, I know,
Williams.
But I thought maybe that they would... No, that for
Iron
some
Lad,
reason
maybe.
Change it.
He may have been Iron Lad, but,
that's
like...
That's Ironheart, new trailer came out.
Yeah. 40 days before the show comes out.
Yep.
That's the first trailer.
And they had to disable comments because people were being very racist and very sexist.
It got review bombed so fast. It already has a 2 on IMDb and it hasn't come out yet.
Yep. And like the dislike to, or the like to dislike ratio on YouTube for that trailer is ridiculous. Like that people are just being terrible for reason.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it. Yeah. I may not enjoy it, but I'm going to watch it just because apparently Mephisto's in it, and that's his introduction to the MCU, so I have to watch it.
Fair enough.
And also, apparently the villain of the show is played by the one guy that played the one guy in the most recent Transformers movie.
I don't know anything you're talking about, because I haven't watched any Transformers movies. Or I've watched
the Really?
First one. I watched the first one. That's it.
Dude, you're missing out. You gotta watch Bumblebee.
Yeah, I know. Pope Leo XIV officially inaugurated. First person he met with, Zelensky, fun fact.
Mm.
That's not really like a political thing. That's just a fun fact. Mm. But then, you know, he met with Vance and people were like, oh no, it's going to happen again.
Again?
But no, he is not dead. So I think we're in the clear here. In 2004, 12-year-old wrote his dad a letter asking to play GTA Vice City. He's now 33, has 3 kids, and is still waiting for GTA 6. That's just hilarious.
Kind of funny.
Korean scientists have developed groundbreaking technology that can reverse colon cancer cells back to normal, offering a potential alternative to traditional treatment.
Wow, I can't wait for that treatment to completely vanish from the cycle in the next 2 months.
Yep, pretty much.
We will never hear about that again.
Yep, probably not. Yeah, we already talked about Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, get well soon. GTA 5 has sold more than 5 million copies this year despite being 12 years old. That's just wild.
You could say the same about Minecraft. Minecraft is still selling copies.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's almost 10 years. Actually, it is. Oh, it's 13 years old. No, 14.
No,
Minecraft is almost 15 years old.
The first ever version, like the alpha or whatever, came out in 2009. Are we counting that?
No, the alpha didn't come out in 2009. That was the closed alpha with like the two developers at the time.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The first alpha release was 2010.
Oh, okay.
And that was, again, the demo, so I don't think it counts. 2011 is the full release.
Yeah, so for almost 15 years of Minecraft.
excuse me.
All right. Popular tech YouTuber Linus Tech Tips spent $1 million building a PC just so he could break the world record for the most digits of pi calculated.
Yep.
It took 190 days, and what is that? So that's hundreds, thousands, millions, billion, 300 trillion digits of pi's, or digits of pi, to earn the record. It took 190 days, but now he is officially recognized by Guinness as having...
Wow.
The most numbers of pi are calculated. Let's see.
Yeah, it's a sick looking computer too.
Insane. It's awesome. The longest English word has 189,819 letters, which takes 3 hours just to pronounce.
Mr. Beast did that. That was one of the first challenges that he ever did.
Really?
Was That's pronouncing hilarious. That word.
Oh, really? ChatGPT is the 5th most used website in the world.
Oh.
Passing Wikipedia.
No.
It's even more used than Twitter, AI. Which is kind of crazy.
We have to kill the CEO of OpenAI.
No, I don't think we
joking.
Need to do that.
We do not need to do that.
So Cameron Diaz.
Who is that again? I forgot who Cameron Diaz is.
Love interest in The Mask. Fiona and Shrek.
Hi. What has she been in live action?
The Mask.
Other than The Mask. I haven't seen The Mask.
Charlie's Angels, I want to say. Anyways, I don't know. But she recently came out and said that she regrets trying Botox, saying that it made her look unnatural.
Yeah, man.
Crazy how that works, right?
It's almost as if it's unnatural foreign objects being put into your skin.
Yep, pretty much. The UK has had more sun this spring than they did last summer, in case anyone was curious.
Yeah, the UK is bleak. It's so funny how gray it is there.
Yeah. And then last but not least, this is the most important news I've ever talked about in my entire life. Mummy Pig from Peppa Pig yep. has welcomed her third child, Evie Pig. It's a girl. All right. We will see you more than likely next week because I like this show. I want to do it as long as possible, but that means I can only do it next week.
That means that we can only do it one more time.
Yeah, so last episode, next week, 411, tune in. 2 years in the making. Deuces, and I'm Jessica the Coolest. Peace, y'all.
Hey.
This has been the 411. Now back to your regularly scheduled variety of music here on WBDG.